Then the girl on the phone turned to the third girl in the queue, and she said to her, "Do you know the name of this place where we is at?" But the third girl did not know either. She just stood there, and she was wearing a blue t-shirt and blue denim jeans and white Dunlop green flash trainers. And she just looked down at her own see-through bag, and her bag was full of letters and documents. There was so much paper in that bag, all crumpled and creased, she had to hold one hand under the bag to stop it all bursting out. Now this third girl, I knew her a little bit too. She was not pretty, and she was not a good talker either. But there is one more thing that can save you from being sent home early. This girl's thing was, she had her story all written down and made official. There were rubber stamps at the end of her story that said in red ink, "This is true." I remember she told me her story once, and it went something like, "The men came and they burnt my village, tied my girls, raped my girls, took my girls, whipped my husband, cut my breast. I ran away through the bush, found a ship, crossed the sea, and then they put me in here," or some such story like that. I got confused with all the stories in that detention center. All the girls' stories started out, "The men came and they..." And all of the stories finished, "And then they put me in here." All the stories were sad, but you and I have made our agreement concerning sad words. With this girl, girl three in the queue, her story had made her so sad that she did not know the name of the place where she was at, and she did not want to know. The girl was not even curious. So the girl with the telephone receiver, she asked her again. "What?" she said. "You no talk neither? How come you not know the name this place we at?"